AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russia's security service has arrested an American journalist on espionage charges. Jackie Quinn with reaction.
The State Department says it's been in contact with the Russian government, while National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says
targeting of American citizens by the Russian government is absolutely, completely unacceptable.
Evan Gershkovich works for the Wall Street Journal. Russian security officials say he was arrested in the Ural Mountains, trying to obtain classified information about a military complex. The KGB alleges he was acting on instructions from the U.S. government.
Sadly, this is not a new tactic for Mr. Putin and for Russian officials.
The White House says the administration's been in contact with Gershkovich's family. This is the first time since the mid-80s a U.S. correspondent has been jailed on spying charges by Russia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Pentagon says there were more casualties than first reported in last week's attacks on U.S. personnel in northeastern Syria. Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
There were an additional six U.S. service members that have subsequently been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury as a result of the Iranian back attacks.
The six were in addition to the death of a U.S. contractor and the wounding of six troops and another contractor in two separate attacks. A complaint has been filed against the top immigration official in the Mexican state of Chihuahua. A fire at an immigration detention center there earlier this week killed at least 39 migrants. The complaint says the official ordered the migrants not to be released when informed of the blaze.
Yes, I hear another shot.
Authorities have released recordings of 911 calls from inside a Nashville elementary school during the mass shooting this week. Hundreds protested for stricter gun controls at the state capitol, calling on the Republican-led legislature to act. And a lawyer for Donald Trump says the former president has been indicted over hush money payments. This is AP News. A liberal arts college caught in America's culture wars.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has targeted a tiny school along Sarasota Bay, New College of Florida, as a staging ground for his war on woke.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
The governor and his allies say the progressive school with a prominent LGBTQ plus community is indoctrinating students with leftist ideology. Liz Leininger is a biology and neuroscience professor.
There are many changes that are being made all at the same time without due input from faculty or students.
The new board of trustees fired the college president. The Office of Diversity and Equity was dismantled. Student Olivia Pare says there is tension on campus. What it comes down to,
whether or not we are allowed to have freedom in our education and ultimately freedom of thought.
Students and faculty at New College compare the upheaval to a hostile takeover. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.